Jester's Academy is a weekly comedy satire podcast.
Jesus,
hosted by Dustin, Macho, Chris, and Bob. On all planes of existence.
Well, everybody knows your name.
Boom, and we're live. How are you, sir?
Great, Joe. Thanks. And yourself? Joe? Seemed to lost the call. Macho, how you doing over there, buddy?
Huh? Hey. How you doing?
Great. Well, hey, Chris.
Hey, buddy.
You ever notice his mic smells
Macho,
funny?
That's only your mic. No one else uses that mic.
It smells like shit.
You're using that face.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
Is the problem.
You want to trade faces?
Can you take my face off? No, I like this face. Put a different one on.
Take my face off. Give me his face.
No, this is my face.
I can't use his face. Dustin, give me his. I won't make an HR complaint if I don't get his fucking face.
That's not my department.
You know what? HR's got the night off, so.
Does he, though?
He do.
I don't know.
Are you sure he does?
I don't know. I felt like he was supposed
Here's
to be
the thing. Bob's not here because he's too tired.
He's a tired boy.
But we checked on Xbox Live, and it seems he's not too tired to play Red Dead Redemption 2.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking maybe we should call up HR, seeing as he's not doing anything right now, and just give him some of our complaints.
You're going to wake him up?
I think this is a good idea.
He's probably taking a nap with his horsey.
You think he's sleeping? If he's sleeping, I won't do it. You see if he's still playing Red Dead Redemption?
I could look that up.
No, I'm sure he's still playing.
Because now that you say that, I don't want to wake him up.
He'll be fine. It's not even 9 o'clock yet. And according to this, he's still playing Red Dead Redemption 2. Oh, I should have just party chatted him invite on the fucking Xbox. He would have gathered that. Tell him something's wrong. Let's get him all kinds of hyped up and fucked up. Did he? Oh, see?
Ah, oh, he's so tired.
HR is off, man.
He's so lucky.
And I just want to say, fuck all you guys. There's
too.
Nothing you can do about it.
You can't say that, dude. I can send him an email and he'll get back to me.
Yeah, eventually.
Here's what I want to talk about. They got that new Men in Black movie coming out. But oh it's God. Men in Black in London.
Oh, cool.
Does it have Will Smith in it, though?
No.
I don't want to watch it.
They're doing it wrong, right? They have to be. So I was thinking maybe we can, because I noticed they stopped talking about it. They're not doing anything
like
about it.
I think maybe they were going to take him out. They probably should have like made another movie before they took it. Kind of like they did with K.
Was there a D? Was there an Agent D? I want Agent D.
Agent
Intruders
D.
Intruders from Planet Pusillon send an Agent D.
Agent D, report to the armory to pick up your ass blaster.
That's crude. That's crass.
Thank you.
It's the crass blaster that he has to get.
The crass blaster.
We can just do it right, send him our script, and get that movie made.
Yeah, we need Will Smith.
We
That's
need
the
Will
problem.
Smith.
Like, are you sure? Like, no Will Smith.
Does any of us have a connect?
I mean, I got connects,
what about
but
Mike?
Not like
Mike Smith,
kind of
his brother.
What about Mike?
Oh, Mike. He's famous.
He probably knows
Will. He had that whole song, I Think I Could Beat Mike Tyson. Let's ask Mike. Let me call him up here. Oh, hello, Mike?
I eat your ass on the live, you bitch.
Okay, I guess he's busy.
Mike, we were just calling to ask, do you know Will Smith?
Fuck you, you hoe.
Wow. All
right.
That's not nice, man. We didn't even do anything to you. You have so much hostility.
You're scared now, you hoe. You're scared like a little white pussy.
Damn, all right, we're going to let you go, Mike.
Why do I have to be all that, dude?
All right, thanks,
Mike. I don't fucking like you, Mike, man. Fuck you, Mike.
Oh, look at the big guy. He talks all that shit after I hang up the phone. If I call him back.
Did you hang up already?
Yeah, of course I hung up, dude. He was cussing at us the whole time.
I don't fucking like him.
I hate those kind of conversations.
We should interview him one day.
Yeah, they're so one-sided.
Just going to let him have it. Yeah.
Yeah, you let him have it. We'll have him over here and you let him have it.
I'm going to let him have it.
We'll watch.
You can take it. It's right here.
I'm going to make a film.
I'm going to make a motion picture.
I'm going to win World
Ambulance
Star.
Ambulance on deck. No, that'd be great, man. I'd pay money to see Macho fight Mike
happen.
Tyson.
You know what would really happen? Mike Tyson would be sitting there and Macho would shut his bird beak and not say a word because he's sitting next to Mike Tyson.
The champ.
The champ.
What the fuck?
Iron Mike Tyson. Not chicken mogul, poultry Mike Tyson.
Oh, no. Okay. So the other Mike.
Yeah. The mic that'll punch you in your soul.
He's a mean man. He likes to eat people. Did I ever tell you that?
Just the ears.
Apparently the most delicate part.
Most delicious.
I hear they're like gummy treats.
Just filled with lots of vitamin C and riboflavin.
I want to somehow incorporate the noisy cricket, but it's the new noisy cricket. Like one of those Fitbits or CrossFit. Where am I going with this?
Oh, no. It's just completely opposite. It's like Gen 2. So it's like the loud giraffe.
Okay.
It's enormous.
Just a big ass long.
Very quiet.
Shoots the smallest bullet.
It's enormous and very quiet. It's a mechanical giraffe tank.
Okay.
With an ion cannon. But it's completely silent.
Shoots peas.
It's completely silent. It makes no noise whatsoever.
But utter destruction.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. That'll shoot well.
That'll cost a nuclear holocaust.
Now, I don't want it to be in London. Nothing wrong with our UK listeners. We love it. That's great. But Men in Black, how many times do you hear about like the Men in Black in London?
Well,
it's kind of like a Wisconsin Men in Black thing. In
Europe.
You know, Roswell, London, where the Men in Black arrived.
I mean, it's kind of a galactic industry, so you really can't relegate it to one corner of the earth.
I just haven't seen many stories of British
of
Men in Black.
Stuff like that happening over there anyways.
I mean,
like, when's the last time you read anything paranormal or anything like that happening?
Are you asking if there's ghosts in Britain?
Like, you know what I'm talking about. Like,
come on, Macho.
Sci-fi bullshit.
Macho, come on. You know he can't read.
I'm sorry, Dustin. What I'm
talking about them squiggly lines like, across the page.
That's rude.
Aliens and ghosts and stuff, you know.
Stop.
Well, there was that time.
Stop.
The Werewolf Queen.
What?
The Werewolf Queen.
Made that shit up.
That's even hard to say. Try to say it.
Queen Jamarmalade?
Werewolf Queen.
Werewolf Queen.
You said it really easy?
Queef.
Yes.
Did it.
Flawless.
Queen Wolf Wear.
Too easy, dude. Queen Wolf Wear.
Queen Wolf Wear.
What's your problem?
Werewolf fucking issue Queen. With you.
We're not making our Men in Black, so I think maybe we can use the tool we have here. We can use our word machine to try to give us our good Men in Black ideas. It's our cheater machine we use here. Chris, Macho, do you want to step in first?
I'll go, man. I'm all fine for being.
We need that Men in Black.
Up.
That Men in Black
last
goodness.
Time, I felt sick afterwards.
It's okay, Chris. It only
just
lasts.
Don't touch
so
me,
long.
Macho.
Don't worry. Inside you now. Stone.
Flavor.
Okay.
The Flavor Stone.
So maybe they're trying to get the Flavor Stone because the galactic
they gotta
Fryman.
Get flavor blasted.
The Fryman.
The Fryman of Ketchupsalon 5.
Oh my God. The Flavor Stone.
That's always my go-to planet is a salon and then a number.
It works.
Yeah.
It's a good format.
Yeah. Pete Salon 6. Hair Salon. Now that doesn't work. Hair Salon's on one planet. They can't be there.
Whoever holds the stone can change the flavor of everything in the
can
universe.
Can flavor blast anything.
They can take the flavor away. Or yeah, they can blast the
blast
flavor.
Blast the flavor.
That's how I live my life.
Like
one blast at
the
a time.
Middle session.
I just blast my flavor.
just blasting flavor.
Comes from their flavor
throughout
blue.
The day.
I was at CVS earlier today.
No, you weren't.
And I had like a really bright blue shirt on. And the way I was standing was like, just like I was not proud of it, but cool with it. But like I wasn't upset about it, but I was cool with it. And that's kind of like blasting your flavor. Like anybody that saw me was like, wow, that guy's got a certain style and he's dope with it.
So basically you went to the pharmacy.
Yeah, and I looked cool at the pharmacy.
You stood in line.
Yeah, I just told you a story about a time I went to the pharmacy and stood there.
That's how you blast flavor.
Yeah.
You go to the pharmacy.
Yeah, how was that last 18 seconds you had just now?
Pretty good.
Good. See, I have more stories like that on my book.
Itchy. Oh my God, my nose is so itchy.
It's because you're not flavor blasted yet.
Yeah, I need to get flavor blasted, I suppose.
Or it just makes everything stone flavored.
What does a stone taste like, Dustin?
I'll tell you what it fucking tastes like. Tastes like it hurts your goddamn teeth.
That's what it fucking tastes like. Tastes like extractions.
Tastes like a goddamn root canal. All
right, I'm going to step in the word machine with one of you guys. Who's stepping in with me?
Dude, all right, so check it. Listen.
Stepping in?
Listen, what if it's just a stone and we just drop it in things and it makes it better?
Stone soup.
Yeah,
stone soup.
Interesting.
Soup from a stone. I mean, Dustin to eat that shit. He's like a rock monster, isn't he?
Yo, I'm just going to eat these fucking chips.
You got that pebble stew?
They're flavor blasted, by the way.
Would you please step in right here? Watch your feet.
Where?
Okay.
Space. The Final Frontier. Join us.
Donkey? Donkey?
Space Donkey.
I wasn't sure who went inside.
No, wait. Everybody calm down. Space Donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Destroyer of worlds.
Yeah. Eater of souls.
Ass of destruction.
Master of
the galactic jackass vampire.
What the fuck?
What? You're not ready for Mule-mageddon?
No. No, it's not bad.
Macho wasn't ready. But he's like trying to get like the gauntlet, the stones and shit, the infinity stones, but he's a donkey because he doesn't speak English. No, it's bad. It's a bad concept.
That's pretty good, man. I think Disney might want that.
They took it. Disney did it.
Just sell it to Disney. Fuck it. It's okay.
They own everything.
Give it to Epcot.
Oh, Bob just texted me. You rang.
Oh, HR's getting back to you?
Call him again.
You're going to fucking cry to HR now?
Call him again.
No, I'm not calling
him. Yeah, call him. If he responded, just call him again. Be like, what's up? Ask him what he's wearing.
Because this is what I think is going to happen. He's going to answer, then there's going to be three of us screaming into microphones at Bob on my cell phone.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm game.
What?
I'm game.
You're just telling us now?
I said game, Dustin.
Yeah, we heard you, and I won't cut the M off every time.
I said game.
Chris, I mean, that's...
Wow, that's prime audio right there.
That's brave. That's pretty brave. How do you feel about him coming out to us like that?
I'm not surprised.
I'm not going to make fun of him over it. That's
so is Chris.
No, he's not.
So is Chris.
Nope. Chris, he likes the puss.
Chris is as well. He doesn't
sorry.
Even, he doesn't even know what that is.
Like from Shrek.
See, yeah. Exactly. With just the boots. Cats. He means the boots cats.
And the sword. Yeah.
He actually means cats.
Yeah, no.
I know that. Not cats. Yeah. That's what I said.
That's what, no. I was agreeing with you, making sure that you knew.
Oh, I didn't know because the way you said it was.
I don't like you guys.
Yes.
I just want you to fucking know that.
There's a certain way to agree with people, and it's not like, actually.
Dustin, actually, listen. Actually, I agree with you.
Whenever I agree with someone, I don't start it with actually.
Actually, I agree with you, Dustin.
But actually, though, Macho.
Dude.
Hey, Macho, I heard you went to the store and got in trouble because you tried to steal bubblegum.
Who the fuck
but actually, you? Though, he just he just like stuck his finger in his ass.
Hey, man. Actually, what happened was that it was your ass and Dustin stuck your finger in it.
Actually, I heard you tripped on the way into the store and that's injured your face.
Actually,
real bad.
Actually, the real story, okay, was when you put
he
your
didn't
finger
say actually, though, so in, it doesn't count.
Yeah, actually, though, that's why his face is flat like that now.
Actually, though, I kind of agree.
Actually, though, that's why his face is brown, because you shit on it.
Wow. Okay. But sorry. Actually, though, I don't think Macho knows how this game works.
Actually, though, I don't think he even knows how to play games.
I hate this game.
Did we make him in black?
Nah. We just bitched about how Will Smith isn't in it, pretty much.
Exactly.
How the fuck are they making a Men in Black without the Man in Black?
He's too busy being a genie.
He already was a genie.
All right, dude. Damn. Chris has Will Smith tattooed on his shoulder.
It's true.
It's actually on his ass.
It's on the shoulder of my cat.
Actually, though, Macho, it's on his shoulder because that's what I said.
Tell him the fucking truth.
What is the truth?
I have Martin Lawrence's big toe tattooed on my penis.
See?
And that's just something about me.
It's one to one, though. It's one to one scale.
It hurt.
I can imagine that it would.
You know they have paintball guns?
No.
What if we made tattoo guns? And what I mean by that, because I know they have tattoo guns, but I mean something you can shoot at an individual and mark them instead of with paint with like, you know, permanent. Ink. Yeah. Permanent.
That's assault.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it a blast?
Well, both.
A salty blast of tattoo ink blast into your skin, and now all of a sudden you have Tweety Bird on your cheek for the rest of your
that
life.
That whole game is like a lifestyle choice because you just end up with like mismatched overlapping tattoos.
I think it's more threatening than an actual gun because like I can kill
it's permanent.
You or I can definitely put a dick on your face for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You're going to give me the money, right? If I hold that tattoo gun to your face, I'll put a fucking dick on your forehead.
It just has a screen and you see a picture of what it's going to do to you.
Yeah, like you can tell it's loaded with a dick.
Dick on deck.
Nice. Dick on deck. Set, phaser set to dick. And God so damn you're going to give the money, right?
Yeah, here, take it all. Take it all.
What the fuck?
I think I just made crime a lot safer. Like
superimpose a tattoo on somebody?
Yeah, I mean, there's a...
You got to live with that.
That's it.
I mean, you can get them removed, but it hurts.
How, though?
Think about, like, police situations, like ransom situations. Like, you know, oh, three police died in this gun, what do they call it? Fire show?
Firefight.
Yeah, not a fire show. It's not for everybody watching. Three cops died last week in this firefight with criminals, and now you can... Two cops are now... They have the American flag tattooed on their cheek.
I'm listening.
So it's safer. We can but just get rid of guns altogether. We don't even need... Well, okay, now we got to hunt.
We don't even need guns now.
Yeah, no. Because what if they do
so
have...
So we can keep guns too.
We can hunt them with guns? Tattoo guns. It's cool. We'll just tattoo their fucking eyelids.
Dude, that's a six-pointer. Oh, it's already got a swastika on it. That's a racist buck.
That's a racist one.
Kill it.
With what? My tattoo gun, dude? It doesn't...
Oh, wait, yeah. So you're not going to... There's no more...
That's meat. My problem. Yeah, we need guns too.
No more meat. Ooh. Oops.
I just have to bludgeon things.
I can't fix everything. I can just
tattoo
help.
Tattoo it.
I can just tattoo it. I can't fix everything. I can just tattoo it. Oh, that's not good at all.
I want to make an army of little people.
I think you're already doing that.
Jesus, dude.
What? I'm just saying. I could dress them up.
Do you offer benefits?
You don't meet the qualifications.
No, definitely not.
Sorry. He said little people. Like, I mean, clearly.
Like Chris.
Like, yeah, I get it, man.
Like, clearly, both of us are taller than Macho.
Yeah.
So, clearly, none of us are eligible.
Isn't
in
it
this
suck
room.
Being this tall, Chris?
Yeah. I could be taller, but I'm happy.
I know. I grew up, shoes.
I grew up, man. I was always taller than everybody else, and I really had to get through that.
Yeah.
It sucked, man.
With all the dick tattoos and everything.
I know. Everybody yeah, keeps tattooing your ankles.
They never shoot too high.
Nope.
You know how many dicks he has on his ankles?
Trying to tell you about how much it sucks to be tall and amazing and awesome.
Yeah.
You know, hit your head on things. I could just walk under.
Yeah. I smack my dick on doorknobs all day.
That's not true.
That's not even a thing about being tall. I just tell you guys
you
I do that.
Why are you rubbing dick on doorknobs?
I don't know.
Ooh.
It's domination.
Why are you so close to the doorknob?
He fucking loves doors.
I dominate my doors.
It's just something about an entryway with something sticking out next to it.
All right, dude.
That turns him on, I guess.
He likes it a lot.
All right.
Let's see what he does.
What are we doing?
He wants to turn that knob.
See what he does with the bedpost.
Now we're going down here now. That's it.
Tapping
he's gonna,
it out.
He's going to get that door.
You guys want to see me 69 a deadlock?
Oh, man. He can unlock it with his tongue.
I don't like you guys.
That's talented, bro.
Oh, man.
That's talented, bro.
We love you.
If I had a tattoo gun right now,
you wouldn't.
Would you say canvas?
You wouldn't.
I would.
You wouldn't.
I would end your fucking...
You would not.
...face being normal.
Not.
Ever. I'm not going to do dicks. I'm going to do like snow cones and shit.
Snow cones. That's actually a good look.
Yeah. Well,
maybe a few cheek lays.
Cheek lays?
Promise I won't aim for your eyes.
Thanks.
I'm going to aim for his eyes.
Nice.
He's about to R. Kelly you.
Whoa, dude. Tattoos. I don't know.
What the fuck, Macho?
What, guys?
Can we cut that?
Yeah, I'll cut that out.
Jesus. Oh, I feel dirty now.
It's fine. Just... Chris, just
it's not fine.
Chris, just let it happen, damn it.
You.
Oh, my God.
Just you.
Dustin.
Yo.
Just tell him to let it happen.
Let it happen, Chris.
No, thanks.
Chris.
I'm good, man.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You're supposed to be a team player. Chris, just let it happen.
No, and?
I'll do it anyways. All
right. No, and also, right. Fuck you.
Thank you. No, and stab you.
Macho came out as gay on this episode.
I did not.
I was here. I saw it.
This is episode 100. And we're just
let me touch
around.
Him.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
No, this has to be like 99.5.
No, 99.5.
This is 90. Episode 99.1.
99.1. Okay. So then, what are we going to do for 100? We need to get the fans a sneak peek of the greatness.
We'll go 99.1.
On it, bro.
It's episode 99.001.
We just never go to episode 100?
99.001.
That's going to break... iTunes, because they do sequential order.
I think it'll work.
Does anybody know how to code? Does anybody know how to do that real quick?
Up, down.
Left, right.
BA square.
Square.
Start.
No.
Circle.
No.
You're a fucking square, dude. You don't even know the code.
BA square.
Jesus Christ. It's like R1, back, back, left, right. R2, L1, L2, left, down,
teleport.
Right up, left, down, right, up, or something like that.
What are you talking about?
Pretty sure it's a Grand Theft Auto code. Just thought about that.
Down for a punch. Fireball. Hadouken. Fucking.
Up, down, teleport.
Yeah.
No, it's down, up. See, I'd have fucked
up. Yeah, man.
I'd have jumped in the air like an idiot and got fucking fire blasted.
Fucking back light attack. Get over here.
Down back X.
Gamers.
Do you guys want to make a podcast called Down Back X?
For gamers.
And it's just for gamers. And we're just like, sup, squad.
Fam.
Guys, we got to make show happen.
I'm fiddling.
We ain't done it.
I'm kind of busy. 991, what's your problem? I'm having trouble making a sentence.
I can't unfuck my shit. Shit's fucked and I can't unfuck it.
Sir, have you tried pushing the power button?
Hold on. No. Don't. Nope. I don't want to do that again.
Fucked in more.
Sir, you're going to have to reboot.
Okay, thank
you. Do you have a pistol?
No, I'm fucked.
No, once your shit's fucked, you can't unfuck it.
What about women in black?
Like I figure that's what this is going to be.
Yeah. Or it should be, right? We do women in black.
Yeah.
But it's a funeral.
That's why there's no Will Smith. It's going to be all.
Because Will Smith died.
Ladies.
It's the sequel to Men in Black called Women in Black. And it's all the wives of KLJ. No, because they didn't have wives. That won't work. That's not canon. K had a wife.
Yeah, K did.
But they never knew.
But he didn't remember.
Yeah. Never was, doesn't.
Well,
always hasn't.
Yeah.
He did in the second one.
All right, dude, we don't watch Men in Black.
Yeah, but
like
never
that.
Wasn't, though.
We just replaced it with a different black guy, like Kevin Hart or some shit.
You can't just do that, dude. That's,
why not?
Because they each have value in their own ways, and it's not like they just insert black guy here.
Okay, fine.
Exactly.
Fine.
Exactly.
We replaced
Rumor him. Has it that Macho recently had emergency surgery to remove a Darth Vader action figure from his ass.
You weren't supposed to talk about that, Chris.
Expand.
Because he just like you said, insert black guy here. That's what he tried to do.
Chris, we weren't supposed to talk about that.
Yeah,
why
well,
did you do that, dude?
Rumor has it.
I don't like your rumors.
That due to a complication of surgery, Macho now has two assholes.
Yeah, I shit twice.
Rumor has it.
The other ones were pleasure.
They were out of replacement assholes.
Chris, so
they,
I don't appreciate
so
your
they
bullshit.
Used a Lego Play School mold.
I do not.
And now he shits spaghetti.
Rumor has it. They got his charts mixed up. And they took his penis off for no reason.
I hate it here.
Oh, God.
Rumor has it there were shots fired in the Jester studio.
Rumor has it he missed. He said subscribe to PewDiePie and missed.
My ear hurts. Guys, which asshole am I supposed to use?
The one on your face. Got him. Fucking got him. Burn. Get the aloe.
Rumor has it, Dustin once got lost in his bathtub.
Rumor has it, it's because he's so rich and has the biggest bathtub. Dope.
My face really hurts.
Stop shooting yourself.
Okay.
We're not going to take you to the hospital. Okay.
I don't know how he keeps doing it.
There's an app on his phone.
Just shoot myself in the face app. Yeah. Guys, this app sucks. Do you want to remove ads? 99 cents.
Yeah. Zero stars. I'm not recommending my friends.
Are you having fun with this app?
It was fun while it lasted.
Do you guys ever review apps?
Never.
No.
Ass, like, are you having? Are that? You enjoying your experience with fucking, you know, how Grindr or whatever?
Of course you would choose Grindr of all things.
I was just trying to find something you two would relate with.
Not familiar.
What the fuck is Bear Play, Chris?
Bear Play?
Ooh.
What the fuck is that shit?
Is that anything like Coldplay?
That's not my dude.
It's your face.
That's your face.
Weird.
I don't know,
Cybercrime, bro.
Chris, this is all your fucking fault.
Yeah, it probably is.
It always is,
Wish
dude.
I was never born.
Macho, isn't it great having all this money and fame?
Yeah, look at it, man. I'm so
Everything's
rich.
Just great.
So rich.
I'm so glad our podcast took off first day.
First fucking day.
Guess I'll shut the fuck up then.
This is awesome.
They can't hear you, Chris.
You were never born, Chris.
Great. You said you wish he's never born, and I'm your fairy hillbilly.
Figured we'll show I'm here you to show you
the error in your ways. And see
what's your name then? Jarvis?
Jarvis.
Jarvis?
Jarvis Jones, nice. The hillbilly so fairy. So
what am I? Where is this place? What's happening here? This if I'm not born, how am I talking to you? Who really, the fuck are you?
There's really no reason. I am your he ghost can't hear you,
Christmas past.
Oh, you ever just want to punch the ghost of Christmas past?
What are you doing here, Ghost of Christmas Past? This is the wrong movie.
I'm confused.
Oh, never mind. Say it to Jarvis.
He took off like a...
Like a ghost.
Like just like a ghost.
Just like a fucking ghost.
You know how they say where I'm from. He took off just like a ghost. He took off like a real fast...
Ghost.
Hey, Jarvis, you're on in 5 minutes.
All right, thank you. I just got to finish up here. So, you see how it's better off that you weren't born? Have you learned your lesson yet, Chris?
No. No, I'm not seeing that.
Well, look how happy Macho is. Oh, wow. Good. Hey.
Wow, fucking Academy Award and shit.
He's off, huh?
Holy shit, look at him go.
I'll set him up and you knock him down with your fucking silent.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Silent gesticulating. Really coming. You ever notice how
Macho fucking sucks?
Dude, how is that going to be funny for
Why are you pantomiming? What in the shit, bro?
Happy he is. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Guys, can you hear it? Can you hear the happiness?
Yep. I'm pretty not happy now.
I'm actually Let's have a moment of silence for the happiness.
Yeah.
That's been lost. All
Yay,
right, that was good.
And enough silence.
And apparently, Macho got his groove back.
What?
Remember how Macho got his groove back? He went to Jamaica and got fucked by some big black guy. By
like the bobsled team.
The entire bobsled team. You know how Macho got his groove back? Starring Macho.
I like it. Do I get
Blue
an
egg? Mountain.
You don't get shit.
I want an egg.
No, you get a butt, baby.
We're doing this.
And print.
You get residuals in a way like what comes out.
Ew. Smells like shit.
Smells like shit, doesn't it, Macho?
Yeah, it doesn't feel
Why don't
bad.
You get that tattooed on
it
your
doesn't
fucking
feel
chest?
Like it doesn't, I could.
And I have
that,
just
with
a gun.
Arrow pointed like over toward Dustin or something.
Like, I have a silenced IR with tattoo idiot. Sniper rifle aimed at your forehead right now.
Do it, son.
See that red dot?
Nope.
Hmm.
You wouldn't.
That means
it's on
I'm
your
a
forehead.
Telemarketer.
That's racist.
Wow, dude.
That's racist.
Damn it.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
Hi.
What is the reason for you to be calling?
I have a Macho here, version 9.6. And
the 9.6 is prone to many problems. You should have him replaced.
All right, well, what do I do? Do I
we
just
We can work out the service package. 19 easy
what?
Installments.
All right.
$2,000.
I don't know.
And I will send you a personal technician.
It's starting to feel like...
Judge.
Dustin, can I use the phone?
I'm on it right now.
Mom, he's on the phone.
Don't tell Mom, you fucking snitch.
Fuck you.
Sir, right now I would just need your credit card information.
Okay. Can we slow down? I don't understand. Are you okay? Are you good? What was your name again?
Mutmut.
Mutmut?
Mutmut has died. He has been replaced with Maktu.
Chris, you zoned out for a second. Are you good?
Yeah, I was just thinking.
You guys ever
notice how Macho sucks?
No, I have noticed that. Did you want to tell Chris the idea you had while he was zoned out?
Yeah, please tell me about your amazing idea that you had.
We're about to get so rich. Listen, I'm
look at my air quotes.
Listen, Chris.
I'm ready to be amazed.
Fucking listen, okay?
Yeah, great.
So I was thinking we make water slides from your hotel room to the breakfast line.
How do we make money?
You have to pay to use that feature. It's a special room.
What if put like one of those Subway bars in the way? So they had to put in like a coin and then it moves.
Oh, fuck. Way to be next level.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I was being sarcastic.
Like level 2.
a rape hotel line.
Don't like it. Next. Chris, can you help?
What is that weird buzzing?
I don't know, but it sounds...
Is he like talking again?
It's Dustin's
fault. It sounds deplatformy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So here's the thing. Macho, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Sorry, guys.
It's fine.
I mean, or you could just shut up. I mean, it's, you can choose. It's all right. Like, you can stay, but all just right. Like, no more rape jokes, okay? Because we will fuck you.
I don't know about shutting up because, you know, it's audio, but like definitely maybe not rape hotels.
No more rape hotels because we will fuck you.
Sorry. Yeah.
We will fucking rape you.
In conclusion, Warner Brothers, I feel that our movie would be far superior to any script that your talent has come up with henceforth.
Oh, yeah. We'll break it.
With best regards, Dustin and Chris and Macho Esquire.
Esquire.
Oh, I should put the doctor in for Chris. Didn't think that's smart.
Yeah. Even though it's not real.
All right. Send that off. Macho, did you want to tell them where they can join us on Facebook?
No.
Good. So you can join us on Facebook at the Facebook group. Wait, what is it? Just facebook.com/the Justice Academy group?
Justice Academy.
That sucks. We got to fix that. I don't think it's
group.
No, because Justice Academy, I don't know.
I think it's just Justice Academy.
Fuck it. Twitter, @JesticeAcademy, @KMacho3605. Yeah, dude. You're really doing it.
Sure.
Patreon.com/JesticeAcademy. No, fuck. Tell a friend. Tell them to tell a friend.
Tell everybody.
Tweet it.
Tell your mom.
Probably
no,
not.
No, don't tell your mom.
Don't tell your mom.
Probably not your mom.
Tell your dad.
Don't tell my dad.
No.
Yeah, fuck no. You, dude.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I hate Shut you up, now, Dustin. Dude.
Damn it.
You guys ever notice how machos like a vagina?
You know what, you twiddly dildo?
Macho sucks.
Oh, he so sucks. Whoa, he's so bad. Hey.